Off and running hour number four. It is Morning Drive on this Tuesday, ESPN 102.5. The Game. Nick Hale, Derek Mason, Buck Rising with you. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk some Preds with Chris Mason. But right now, we welcome in Jim Wyatt, TitansOnline.com, senior writer and editor, who had a very interesting piece yesterday on the number 25 picks in the history of the Titans era in the NFL draft. And he joins us here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
How you guys doing?
We are doing excellent. I wanted to talk to you about this piece because I found it very interesting. They're actually, historically speaking, for the last 20 years or so, at the 25th overall pick, there's been some really big-time contributors to NFL franchises, and that's obviously where the Titans pick this year. So fill our audience in on just how decent this spot has been historically around the league.
Well, most recently, Jabril Peppers, the talented defensive back from Michigan that went to Cleveland, was pick number 25. But you can go back and find some names that jump off the page. Dante Howard's one of them, a local guy who played at Alabama with the Patriots. Obviously, Tim Tebow, everybody knows about him. Santonio Holmes, number 25 pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers out of Ohio State. And the list goes on. You can find some good players. Vontae Davis was one. James Carpenter. Xavier Rhodes. So Titans will be able to have an opportunity to get a good player at that spot. I feel certain about that.
Now, Jim,
just a matter of where.
Do you think that because of the way this draft is this year and the needs that the Tennessee Titans have on their team, they're not a lot of needs as they have had in previous years, but there are specific needs that would help this team move forward, that there's a possibility that they could move out of the 25th pick, and that's where they're probably looking more likely than not, is to gather picks rather than to take that guy that might be there at 25.
Yeah, I would agree with that. With John Robinson, you never know. Mm-hmm. I do a tour of the mock drafts every week, and I think somebody had him moving up from 25 to 18. And as I'm thinking about it, and I went back and did the research, and I think to go from 25 to 18, it would cost you at least a third round pick, and you may have to do some shuffling of picks. But John Robinson doesn't like to give up picks, and I think going in this draft, he's only got six. It's tougher to maneuver, especially up. I think he'd love to get an extra pick or two during the course of this draft. A lot depends on just how the board goes, early on. I mean, if a player should fall, I agree, Derek. I mean, I don't think there's any glaring need that the team has based on the fact they've signed eight players in free agency so far. But I think if somebody should fall that they don't expect to fall, then maybe you get aggressive and then you try to make a move back later to acquire more picks. But I think I would think John Robinson going in is thinking he's going to make more than six draft picks.
Jim, I've got to tell you, you broke my heart last night because I got excited when I saw that I had a missed FaceTime call from Jim Wyatt. That was hugely exciting for me. That's the most famous FaceTime that I've ever gotten from Nashville sports OG Jim Wyatt. But I'll put that aside since it was a butt dial. I'll forgive you. How do you think that the Titans have done so far in free agency? Do you think they have addressed the majority of their needs with the right players?
I do think they've done well. I still can look at the roster and find spots where they need more. I think Malcolm Butler and Deion Lewis right out of the gate give you obviously three really good corners in Butler and Ryan and Adoree Jackson, and then you've got depth from players who played last year, in Sims and Ty Smith. I think Deion Lewis gives you the 1-2 punch with Derrick Henry. It created competition on the interior line with Kevin Pamphile and Xavier Suofilo joining in the competition with Quentin Spain. I think Josh Klein will be a star at the other guard spot, but I think they've created competition there. Blaine Gabbert is the backup quarterback for now. Will Compton takes Avery Williams' place. Benny Logan steps in and is an upgrade over Sylvester Williams. Michael Campanero is younger, probably more explosive, return than certainly Eric Weems was. And he'll, I'll be curious myself to see, how Adoree Jackson fits in, to that return game with Campanella on the roster. But with that said, I think it's still potential. The team still needs a third safety. I think you still need more help interior linebacker. I think the receiver number is low and it's going to grow, whether that comes in free agency, the draft, undrafted free agents. You got to build numbers there. And I think certainly you got to have an edge rusher. That's one area that has not been addressed yet. You could attack some of those spots multiple times in the draft. But I do think John Robinson's put himself in a great spot by attacking so many positions, giving yourself depth, and now that the draft is here, you can pretty much go anywhere with it, especially with first pick.
Jim Wyatt joining us here, TitansOnline.com, senior writer and editor. John, let me get your thoughts on one very interesting player, and that is Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant says the Giants are his top choice. I don't know how likely that is that he would play with Odell Beckham and Eli Manning, but you mentioned the wide receiver position. They brought in Michael Campanera, who's a receiver and a return guy. Is there any remote chance that John Robinson would at least inquire about Dez Bryant to see what it would take and whether or not he would even be a good fit here in Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big question for me is whether he's a fit. I think John Robinson certainly does his homework and looks into players, and but he certainly has a good feel for them even before they hit the market. I know talking to him at the owners' meetings last month, he sounded very happy with the receiving core that's on the roster right now. That's Rashard Matthews and Corey Davis and Taywan Taylor and Tajay Sharp coming back. He likes that foursome. Now, does that mean Moore's not going to be added to it? No. I mean, I said previously, I expect numbers to grow there. I just don't know personally. I just don't know that Bryant's a personality fit. John Robinson may feel otherwise. I think I'd be surprised if anything ever got serious there. I think he is very familiar with Dez Bryant and his history and how he, what kind of locker room guy he is. And that's the thing you also have to consider is this is a great locker room now. I'm not saying Dez Bryant's a bad guy, but it's a locker room of guys who are all pulling in the same direction, and I think I'd be a little bit worried about disrupting that.
Now, Jim, there's one guy I'm still wondering about, especially with this new coaching staff and Dean Pease as the defensive coordinator. It's Kevin Dodd. What is it that he has to do to remain on his team? Because for all intents and purposes, he's been injured. He hasn't been the guy that the last coaching staff thought he would be. And his time seemed to be running out. So does he just arguably has to be the number one guy at that position to remain on his team?
Well, he's going to have to prove they can count on him to be productive and to give them quality snaps when he plays. I mean, I think it's going to be hard for him to surge ahead of guys like, Brian Arakpo or Derek Morgan. But I think, what they did with him at the end of last year is they tried, he obviously lined up, standing up, doing some things in the 3-4. He also had some downs where he was had his hand in the dirt. And I think he showed some promise there. I think John Robinson, is taking an interest in him, thinks he has ability. Mike Vrabel talked about him at the combine, just about what they think he's still capable of, even though he's only flashed and shown it in small doses so far. He's got to have a good offseason. He's got to have a good camp. But you'll look at numbers there, and I mean, they really need him to step up. I mentioned Morgan, I mentioned Rackpo, but after that, I mean, you look at Dodd on the depth chart, Josh Caraway on the depth chart. Right now, Eric Walden is not under contract, so Aaron Wallace is going to be back in the competition there. But they need him, and he's going to have to prove that he can be counted on. Again, I think that's an area that's going to be hit, in the draft, and if things will happen to draft, I think there's still some guys out there that you could add numbers to. But you can't wait on a guy forever. And I do think they feel like Dodd has another gear in him that he hasn't hit yet. And I think they expect him to hit it this offseason and in camp. And but we'll have to wait and see.
Jim Wyatt, TitansOnline.com. Good stuff as always, Jim. We appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Okay, you guys have a good Tuesday. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Jim Wyatt joining us here, and you can check out his piece on TitansOnline.com with the 20. I mean, I'll tell you what, Derek. I mean, my general feeling right now, if I had to make a prediction, is that John Robinson is going to trade back in the first round or trade out. But looking at some of these names, Jabril Peppers, Xavier Rhodes, Dante Hightower, Vontae Davis, Santonio Holmes. I mean, there have been some really good players in the last decade at number 25. And if it's about stockpiling talent, I don't know if I want to trade out to acquire another third-round pick.
Well, that 25th pick, I think, it's not a guy that you are expecting to come in and be the guy.
Right. It's not a game changer.
Yeah, it's a guy that you draft, and eventually you hope he becomes a Pro Bowl type player.
Piece to the puzzle.
A good, nice piece to the puzzle. So can they afford to, trade out of that and maybe stockpile some more picks? Possibly so. But, if their guy's not there that they want, then, I would try to move out and give me some extra picks.
Coming up next, what is the number one key for the Nashville Predators to win tomorrow night? We'll get into that on the other side.